Oil drilling and leverage in real estate wholesaling. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to get into some oil drilling leverage conversation. I know it may be throwing you off a little bit. Maybe you come on this video. Maybe you came on this video because you're curious, but I promise you this lesson is something that you absolutely must pay attention to if you plan on succeeding with real estate or wholesaling. So absolutely, we're going to be talking about selling drills. We're going to be talking about the oil boom. We're going to be talking about applicable leverage from this lesson into real estate wholesaling. And the truth is that a lot of people are going to get into real estate wholesaling and they are not going to see, they're not going to touch that light. You may even be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's not going to happen. But hopefully you watching this video, this lesson is going to make a lot of difference for you. Again, I'm very big on cash flow. I'm very big on making sure there's food on the table as you build your business. A lot of people will go hunger. Will pretty much be hungry throughout their process of getting to the top. A lot of people will go broke. A lot of people will get into debt of trying to build a real estate wholesaling business. You don't have to if you have the right mentor to guide you through the process. As a matter of fact, some of the dues you have to pay typically would not cost you money. A lot of the drills you have to go through, and I'm not talking about that kind of drill, but let's just talk about drill for a second. A lot of the drills you have to go through to build your muscles as a real estate wholesaler, as a real estate wholesaler in the game that everybody recognizes. It's not even about how much money you can spend, you know, but of course, everything goes back to hard work, smart work especially, and being able to think at a level, at a different realm from where everybody else think from, okay? So I'm going to speak leverage languages on this video. It's about leverage, leverage, leverage. It's not about how much work you can physically put in, okay? So a lot of time people talk about hustle, hustle, hustle. A lot of time it's not about how much work you can physically put in. It's about how smart you can apply certain strategic effort in certain areas to create leverage, in which case you're 1 + 1 × 10. I just spoke a funny English there, but the bottom line is that your 1 + 1 should not be equal to 2. It should be going to 10 right away because you have leverage, because you understand the power of leverage. You understand the power of tools and systems in place. You understand the power of the right team in place. You understand the power of team building when it comes to building any type of business. Most people are going to approach the game and try to do the one-man business thing. I did that. You can make some good money, but you want to make stable money and you want to build wealth, you got to start thinking team building, okay? Even, yes, with real estate wholesaling, okay? Even, yes, in real estate wholesaling. Like I said earlier before, do you need a license to wholesale real estate? No, you don't. However, is it leverage to get a license? Yes, it's leverage, okay? So that's part of leverage for you right there. So on this video, I want to talk a little bit about oil drilling leverage, and I have a quote from my book. You can get my book for free. As a matter of fact, you should be able to, by the time you're watching this video, hopefully you can access it already, but if you should be able to just go through that link, olatalks.com/mastermind, olatalks.com. Eventually, I'm going to put it on the homepage of myempirepro.com, so it's easy to say myempirepro.com, but for now, you see that link on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind is where you want to go to download the book for free. But the quote that I have for today, again, is about oil drilling and leverage. So it goes, some of the people making the most money during the oil boom were those selling the drills, okay, the tools and how to use them. In the same token here, you want to learn how to teach people how to solve problems related to your industry. In this case, it's real estate wholesaling, but whatever industry you're in, you want to get into the habit of teaching people how different strategies of solving problems, because you're doing the business. Chances are you're encountering situations and you're solving those problems. Share that problem with other people, okay? I want to show you how to do that. In your traditional real estate wholesaling business, you have been trained to go out there and find distressed properties with distressed owners. That's the business, right? That's nice and all, but if that's all you do, you have been leaving significant amount of money on the table. Newcomers and newbies are coming into the business on a regular basis after you. Thanks to the gurus and the seminars around the nation, that means you have more longevity in the game more than somebody. Sadly, most of these newbies will lose money, quit, and go back to their regular life. Why can't you be their mentor? If you can become a mentor, if you can become a mentor for some of this newbie, not only would you be able to create a fortune from the simple concept of leverage and team building, you may also be able to create new sources of income, eventually selling books, course, and coaching programs. It's called leverage. Okay? In other parts of this book, I dive a little deeper into the ILDT, Full Income Potential Formula. Invest, learn, do, and teach. There's a saying, to teach is to learn twice. That's by Joseph Joubert. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But yes, to teach is to learn twice. When you teach, you learn twice. That's why I love doing this video, because I'm learning as we're going too. And that needs to be a part of your business model if you want to leverage the full income potential formula, which is ILDT. Invest, learn, do, and teach. Okay, that's leverage all in itself by themselves. Okay, so with that being said, I have this question that came in today, and I think I should answer the question. The question that I went to pull that quote out because the question came in. Okay, hey Ola, I feel like cash flow is very hard in the wholesaling business. Yes, but it's not just in wholesaling business, it's hard in every type of business. Okay, most businesses shut down within their first 5 years. 95% of businesses shut down within their first 5 years because of one key reasons, because they can't get to frequent, consistent, regular, and consistent cash flow. And if you don't do that, guess what? The bills are consistent, frequent, right? The bills for your business. And if you don't get to the money fast, you're going to be out of business. You're going to become statistics. And that's not what you want, right? Exactly. So it's not just in wholesaling businesses. In every business, the cash flow is hard. But if people have the right formula, like I'm going to share with you here today, it's really not that hard. Okay. You can actually build a substantial amount of cash flow with a science behind it. Okay, you can actually do it in a predictable manner. Okay, so he goes, there are more competitions showing up in the scene daily. Yeah, this again, the seminars, the gurus, they're training people. But if you follow my plan, if you follow the plan that I show you in the book, download the book at olatalks.com/mastermind. You don't have a competition. If you read that book 10 to 15 times, there is no such thing as competition. You're in the top 3% wholesalers in the world. There's no such thing as competition if you follow the plan in that book, okay? It's not just wholesaling. You can apply the concept in any business, okay? And some of it is what I'm going to share with you here today, okay? So competition is like those gurus and their seminars, right? It's just additional income revenue source for their business, okay? It's part of the plan. But you don't have to worry about somebody going through a seminar. An average person going through seminars will never make a dime in the wholesaling business. And that's a fact, okay? It's just what it is, okay? So he goes, how do I know? Well, my local REA meetup is flooded every week with newbies. That makes me wonder if there are enough opportunities to go around. You know what? I have to tell you, you don't want to have that kind of mindset, okay? The ecosystem of the world, right, has evolved only because of technology and media. But people are still people. People still buy from people. Opportunities are still the same amount percentage-wise, okay? Now, obviously, not in number-wise, not linear number-wise. Percentage-wise, it's still the same thing. People are still going to be broke. Some people are going to be wealthy. Some people are going to be middle class. Some people are going to be mediocre for the rest of their life. It's just the way it is. But guess what? If you adopt an abundance mindset, that's not your portion. Okay? You belong in the top 3% of the planet if you adopt the abundance mindset. So I don't want you, it's not a good idea to walk around thinking that that the opportunities around the world are over. It's just not, okay? You're killing yourself, you're killing your opportunity, your opportunity is already in front of you. You're killing your chances by thinking that way. Think like this, okay? There's more than enough opportunities to go around for the top 3% wholesalers in the world. And that's what I'm teaching you here how to be, okay? So you don't have to worry about that kind, like your mindset should be way beyond that. Abundance mindset, there's enough opportunities to go around for the top 3%. So the key thing is how are you gonna become a top 3%? The key thing here is how do you become a top 3% wholesalers in the marketplace? Okay? I have a way. Like I said, my book is free. You can get my book for free if you're downloading it from my website. The link is on the screen, olatos.com. Read it 10 to 15 times. Why? Because it needs to become who you are. That's how you're going to become top 3%. You read one book, you read it once, and then you go back, you snap back to your regular self, right? Because who you are right now is a product of a habit, okay? So when I tell you read 10 to 15 times, that's because I'm trying to help you create a new habit that helps you become the top 3% in the marketplace. If that makes sense. I know it does, right? All right, so that makes me wonder if there are enough opportunities to go around. Yes, there are. It's also hard not to relate the lack of consistent cash flow and deal flow in the business to that. So you're thinking, so he's saying, because all these people are coming into the marketplace, they're taking all the deals away. I mean, you're thinking like a person who says, oh, all these people coming in the country, they're taking all our opportunities away. Well, no one can take your opportunity away if you're a top 3%. Don't ever forget that. So it may seem like I'm repeating that a lot because everything keeps going back there. No one, and I mean no one, can take your opportunity away if your opportunity away if you become the top in the triangle of the ecosystem. Okay, all right. So there are new bandit signs going up daily, and quite frankly, it's annoying. See, I don't do bandit signs anymore. Well, for multiple reasons. What's bandit sign? If you're wondering, so here in real estate wholesaling, we buy low, we sell high, right? How do we find motivated sellers? We market to them. So some of the ways I marketed when I first started was using bandit sign. Those yellow block signs that say we buy houses, avoid foreclosure with the 800 number on it, right? You put those signs out there on those poles, on those electric poles out there, and then people call those numbers and then you secure a deal. I probably made, I don't know, $150,000, $200,000 in total from bandit signs over the years. But here's the thing. I stopped doing it because I don't like the city calling my number or my number or trying to find out who I am. I don't like that. Plus, I chose to go learn how to market like a professional. Okay? I chose to go the professional marketing strategies route. Okay? That is such an amateurish way of marketing and a politician's way of marketing. I mean, politicians are politicians. Many of them don't put it on they don't put it on the pole. They put it on a stick on the ground. That's illegal. But if you put it on a pole, you're gonna get a call and you're gonna get a excuse me, I'm a little clumsy with my words there. You're gonna get a call, you're gonna get a $1,500 ticket. Yes, I was threatened with a $1,500 ticket here in Newark, New Jersey. So there you go, a real reason why I stopped doing bandit signs. Plus, you don't have to, okay? You can learn how to market properly, especially in this media age where everybody have access to the biggest media of the history of mankind, the internet. There's really no excuse to do anything illegal or do anything wrong, right? So we continue here. There are new bandits out, and quite frankly, it's annoying. Yeah, the bandit signs are annoying and they're dirty and it messes up the city. So I stopped doing it. Okay, how would you suggest that we navigate this climate profitably? Thanks for your videos, loving it. All right, so like I was saying, I'm going to resort back to ILDT: invest, learn, do, and teach. Okay, this is a journey. Okay, and when you start investing into learning the journey, learning the business, learning marketing, learning prospecting, and learning how to close deals, the deal of visiting their property, the deals of putting the house under contract, the deals of actually while having $20,000 wired into your bank account for closing the deal. When you learn how to close, how to prospect, how to market, especially because if you can market, then it's easier to learn how to prospect. If you can prospect, then it's easier to learn how to close. Like it's a domino effect once you go in that order, marketing, prospecting. So the best way I learned how to market is by ILDTing. And what I did is that I'm out here, I'm working, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I invest time and possibly money into learning everything I can learn about the business. All right, then I learn it, right? That's the L. And then I teach it, I share it, I'm sharing my journey as I'm doing right here with you, right? And professors do that. Some people say you have to do it in order to teach it. No, it'll be better. Hands-on experience and you're teaching from experience is better, but you don't have to because professors don't do before they teach. So that's bogus, okay? If you learn something and you're sharing, I say, hey, this is what I learned today and I'm sharing, there's no law against that, period. And no one can tell you that you're faking. There's no faking in that. You're actually, after all, you're telling them that you're learning. As you're learning, you're sharing. And you're creating content and you're creating content and you're building the brand as the go-to person in the business as you go. And then guess what happens when you teach? Again, when you teach, you learn twice. To teach is to learn twice, according to Joseph Joubert, right? So again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name right, okay? That's real, okay? Because when you learn, when you're teaching, you're learning more. And it's just a way, and new ideas, new creativity start coming up in your brain when you do that. So what is it exactly that you're learning, that you're teaching? What is it that you're investing time? You're learning the craft and you're sharing it. Because you're doing that, number one, you're leveraging the digital platform, you're posting and you're publishing content all over the place that will bring opportunities back to you. Gary Vaynerchuk says, content is the gateway drug to opportunities. It's just the way it is. When you push out content, it attracts opportunities to you. And not only are you learning twice, now a lot of the people that are following you can end up becoming prodigy for you. They can end up becoming a part of your team. Who else would you like on your team than people that have been following your own philosophies, the people that have been following the way you think, people that have been following how you're reading into a lot of this stuff, right? Who else would you like to have on the team? Plus, on top of that, team building means you're leveraging. Again, this is all about leverage. And remember in the beginning, we talked about hoi doing. The people, some of the people that made the most money during the hoi boom were people that were teaching and were selling the drilling machines and were teaching how to use them and things like that. Things on the side. Some of the people that make the most money in the motor business are the people that are making the washers, the bolts, and a lot of the parts that are on the car. That's not necessarily made by the BMW, right? That's not necessarily made by the main company itself. So learn how to become a big part of the ecosystem by putting your brand out there, by simply investing time, learning, doing, right? But teaching. And then from teaching, you build a team. You're building a team. And when this team go out there and they start working, you're in a position to leverage their efforts and you're making money from being the powerhouse that you are for choosing to be a leader in the marketplace. Okay? If all of that is a lot for you, that's exactly why you need to get my book. Go to the link, olatalks.com/mastermind, and make sure you read that book 10 to 15 times so to make sense to you. Okay? Make sure you like, share this video, comment below, give me a question, your thoughts. I love to hear your thoughts. If the video is good, bad, anything, give me a thumbs up. It doesn't matter. Give me a thumbs up. And click subscribe if you want to keep getting this video and click the bell right next to the subscribe button. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.